Well, we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. You know, Christ told the Pharisees, if you destroy this temple, I'll raise it up within 3 days. And we have physical bodies here, and we know that unless Christ comes back first, we are all going to die. We're all going to physically die. We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. He told the thief on the cross, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." This day. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought the selfsame thing of God, who also hath given us an earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Well, I know that there are many of us who desire to be with the Lord. And I know that we have many things that we have to deal with in this life that are not enjoyable experiences. I know I have things that I have to deal with on a daily basis that I don't necessarily like. But I do have a hope that one of these days, this old tabernacle is going to be no longer. Am I going to have to deal with it? You know, we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. You know, and he says, wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest in God, and I trust are also made manifest in your consciences. For we commend not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance, not in heart. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of God, Christ, constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Well, the way Paul concludes this chapter is very, very comforting for God's people. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Well, I'm glad that we have been reconciled to God. You know, he's reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And because of that, he's given each one of God's elect the ministry of reconciliation. And so we should be building one another up in the most holy faith. We should not be building each other up in the things of this world. You know, we shouldn't be seeking wealthy fame and materialism and acceptance of others in this world. You know, if we're seeking after the acceptance of men, we're going the wrong direction. You know, but what we should be recognizing that all things are of God, and he hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and he hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Okay, so we are ambassadors for Christ, you know. And so this morning, let us remember that he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And we're not trusting in this tabernacle. We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God in a house not made with hands. You know, I was commenting to someone the other day, I go through all these different towns and see these massive structures. These buildings, multi-million dollar buildings, where people go supposedly to worship God. But we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We're not trusting in these massive edifices that men erect down here on this earth. We're trusting in. The Lord told us, he says, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Well, I'm glad that we have the hope of putting off this earthly tabernacle and realizing that we have a tabernacle in heaven, not made with hands, but made by Jesus Christ himself. May the good Lord be with you this morning, and may we be reconciled to God. God bless.